From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The Winter Olympics officially kicked off in Pyeongchang, South Korea, Friday. Fans at the opening ceremony braved freezing temperatures to see fireworks, a spectacular light show, and the parade of athletes. U.S. skier Lindsey Vonn says the Olympic experience is unforgettable.
This is probably my last Olympics. I'm soaking in every moment. I'm in awe of being able to represent my country.
The games are sure to be full of drama, but perhaps the cooperation between North and South Korea will be the biggest drama of all. Kim Yo-jong, the sister and senior advisor of the North Korean leader, the South Korean president, and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence watched athletes from North and South Korea march in the opening ceremonies together behind a blue and white Korean unification flag. According to Pence's office, there was no interaction between the U.S. vice president and the North Korean officials. The Winter Games run through February 25th. The U.S. government is open for business after President Trump signed a budget bill early on Friday. The House of Representatives followed the Senate in passing the bill. The two-year budget deal will provide funding for defense and domestic programs. Just before the vote, Republican Speaker Paul Ryan challenged Democrats to support the bill.
Republicans will deliver more than our share of votes this morning. I urge my friends in the minority to stand with us on this bipartisan bill.
The U.S. government was shut down after midnight Friday when Congress missed a deadline to renew the federal government's funding. U.S. stock markets are up in early trading in New York. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not trying to get involved in the Syrian civil war. This after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government soldiers. Pro-government forces attacked Syrian Democratic Forces in Syria this week, but retreated after the U.S.-led coalition knocked out their artillery and two of their tanks. On Friday, the U.N. renewed its call for a countrywide ceasefire.
We continue to remind all the parties to the conflict of their responsibility to protect civilians and civilian infrastructure as required by international humanitarian and human rights law.
U.S. officials say U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters have captured two fugitive British Islamic State fighters. The wanted men were part of a group of four Islamic State terrorists dubbed the Beatles because of their British accents. They operated out of Raqqa, the former self-declared Islamic State capital in Syria. The four became notorious for beheading their Western hostages and posting the grisly videos on social media. An American drone attack in northwestern Pakistan is believed to have killed a high-profile militant commander, along with several of his aides. Tribal sources and local Pakistani officials confirmed the strike took place Thursday near the Afghan border in North Waziristan. They have said the deputy chief of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban, Khan Saeed Massoud, also known as Sajina, was killed by missiles fired from an unmanned aircraft and hit his vehicle. One person was killed and dozens more injured in twin bombings Friday on a mosque in the Libyan city of Benghazi. Medics on the scene say at least 37 people were wounded in twin bomb attacks on a small mosque during Friday prayers. The devices appear to have been detonated remotely. The European Union's Brexit negotiator says major differences still remain in Brexit negotiations. They include whether Britain should be obliged to respect all EU rules and obligations during a transition period after Brexit. EU negotiator Michael Barnier told reporters on Friday that if these disagreements persist, the transition is not a given. Barnier underlined that the UK must also accept the inescapable consequences of its decision to leave the European Union. Police in Bangladesh are bracing for more protests in the capital, Dhaka, following the sentencing of the former prime minister to 5 years in jail on a corruption charge. Thousands of supporters of Khalida Zia rallied outside the court before clashing with police on Thursday following her sentencing. The court found her guilty of embezzling money from a trust fund. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.